Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.
You know, you think you know someone and then you learn something that just changes it. Just changes it.
I cannot actually believe you two are going this route.
Why are you two? But it's fine, we are.
So for the rare person that has been listening to us this morning since, say, about 5 past 6, up until now, you would have thunk that the strangest thing to happen today was Kerry arriving with a champagne cork in her mouth, which she has periodically left in her mouth in between.
Because apparently
songs.
It's jaw
TMJ
therapy.
Release.
And you would have thunk that'd be the craziest thing we learned about Kerry today, or even
you also would have thunk that the two men you spend more time with than anyone else in your life would, you know, keep some things to themselves and not take it to, I don't know, a million people. But wrong.
You're the last person to talk. Literally.
Open book. So you want to talk about my lady lump?
Yeah.
My lovely lady lump.
Yes, let's
check
do.
It out.
Let's do that. Just quickly summarize.
Like okay, the short version of a long story. I was telling the boys now off air on Thursday, guys. I know we've got a meeting, but I might need to leave early because I'm going to check out something on my knee.
Mm-hmm. What time's early? Half past eight.
The boys are like, wow, what's wrong with your
usual
knee?
Time. It's early.
Exactly.
Quarter past eight.
And then I'm like, if you know me, you know that on my left knee, I've got like this lump thing that sticks out on the knee.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, they told me maybe it was the cinchor osgood schlatters, which people get if you do sport. But mainly guys get it and then you grow out of it. Fast forward a while, I've had people try and drain it. It's not that. And then I went to a shaman who started talking about like energetic parasitic elements.
That's where the story should have ended. I went to a shaman.
Yeah, but
that's
then,
it, done.
But we took it hook, line and sinker and we went further. Then what happened?
So then I went to another doctor who does like vascular surgery and stuff. And so this knee, my left knee, it just sweats by itself and it has like a pulsating. And if you feel it, if you put your hands on both of my knees, my right knee feels like normal, normal human temperature, and my left knee is like flipping hot,
and it has
like a heartbeat, right? So then this doctor says to me, guys, hold on, this is my help. So this doctor says to me, did your mom ever think she was having twins?
Wait, is this guy a doctor?
What you would believe in.
Okay.
Okay,
it's an allopathic doctor.
Like an actual, like, went to med school and whatnot.
Okay, cool.
With a stethoscope.
All right, and he asked you what?
If my mom thought maybe she was having twins.
Yes.
So I was like, obviously, mom would have told me if she thought she was having twins.
Yeah.
So like, no, whatever. Anyway, so this last Saturday, I go to Sabaya, Charlie's in her first dance concert, and my knee's pulsing a bit. And I'm like, mom, you know, did anyone ever think you were having twins? Don't think that. She was like, yeah, the doctor totally thought I was having twins. So I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I said, well, what happened to the twins? She's like, I don't know. We didn't have that many scans.
No, Kerry.
I'm like, mom, I ate my twin.
You ate your twin.
I just found out that I have got a, it's called like a parasitic twin. And it's in my left knee.
No wonder you don't eat meat.
That's not about, I do eat meat, Sky. But the point is that I need to.
A pesky terrier.
Flexi-terrier.
I need to figure out what to do with this thing because there's like some veins coming out of the back now. And I don't know if it's traumatic or it's fine. If I need to. So that was between us. But now if you're listening also.
Have you given
just
it a name?
Just want to talk about it. So I had a dream once that it was a little boy named Rex.
Oh, I'm certainly regretting this question.
Yeah. But then my shaman and I gave it another name. I can't remember now. It was like a joke, but.
Rex.
What?
Do you know what Kerry is backwards?
Eric.
Rex.
Eric.
Oh my word.
Stop it, you guys are being ridiculous. But if anyone knows how to get rid of a parasitic twin.
No, it's all you have left of your.
It has
sibling.
Its own heartbeat and it's sore, guys. And like sometimes, and it sweats a lot.
When's
and
his birthday? We'll get it a present.
November 11th.
Yeah,
11/11.
Yeah, we'll get it full time.
All right.
I mean, what was the point of asking me to talk about this?
I think we should start its own Instagram page.
I could take it everywhere and have a picture of the sweaty knee. Sweaty knee at my knees. Sweaty knee at four.
On the social, near to you, iRex will be appearing.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.